Text 8, Chapter 11. Best of Breed. When it comes to gaining a market edge while supporting a social cause, corporate social marketing leads the pack. What do wildfires, drought, and tooth decay have in common? Certainly, at any given moment, they may threaten the health and well-being of individuals or communities throughout the country. But also consider this. Companies are fighting all three, as well as many other scourges, through corporate social marketing, CSM, a powerful, if often misunderstood, strategy that uses marketing principles and techniques to foster behavior change in a target population, improving society while at the same time building markets for products or services. Behavior change, generally for the sake of improving health, safety, or the environment, is always the aim of corporate social marketing. It's what sets CSM apart from other more familiar corporate social initiatives, such as corporate philanthropy and community volunteering, which mainly endeavor to raise money, goodwill, and awareness of a cause and a brand, but not to change people's individual behavior. We believe that because corporate social marketing influences behavior, it is best of breed among alternative corporate social initiatives in terms of support for marketing goals and objectives, including brand positioning and preference, market development, and increased sales. Our conclusion is grounded in our combined 40 years researching and consulting in social marketing. We surveyed 23 companies and reviewed 36 corporate social initiatives in 6 categories: corporate social marketing, cause promotion, sometimes called cause marketing, supporting social causes through paid sponsorships or promotions, cause-related marketing, donating a percentage of revenue from the sale of specific items during an announced period of support, corporate philanthropy, including direct cash grants to a charity or cause, community volunteering, where employees are encouraged to volunteer in the local community, and social responsible business practices, discretionary activities such as the use of recycled and reduced packaging intended to align a corporation's conduct with a generally perceived social good. When it comes to marketing benefits, CSM outshines the rest. The reason, in brief, is that a change in personal behavior stands a good chance of affecting change in consumer behavior. When people change the way they act and then personally benefit from those actions, they are likely to have a strong, positive association with the company that spurred the change. As we shall see, the company could derive tangible marketing benefits from the change in consumer behavior, assuming the company has chosen a cause that fits its core markets, goods, and services. CSM is also more likely to be embraced by government and nonprofit organizations charged with marking measurable progress in areas such as conservation and disease prevention. And yet, our experience is that CSM is not only misunderstood, it is not even on most corporate radar screens. The use of marketing techniques to change behavior, aka social marketing, came into being as a distinct marketing discipline in the 1970s. Early behavioral change efforts were generally the purview of government agencies and nonprofit groups that wanted people to immunize their children, wear seatbelts, use baby car seats, recycle, and adopt other environmentally or health-conscious habits. In contrast, corporations were relatively slow to embark on public behavioral change campaigns. By the mid-1990s, a shift had occurred, and most corporations have since undertaken social initiatives out of desire for doing well and doing good. CSM is simply one of many competing approaches to corporate social action to emerge of late. But fundamental misunderstanding about the goals and challenges of CSM has impeded the design and skillful execution of corporate behavioral change campaigns. Even some companies that are engaged in corporate social marketing actually label their efforts something else: cause marketing, or more generally, corporate social responsibility. Sometimes, companies aren't aware that their CSM activities actually fall into a distinct bucket. This is not a mere semantic difference. It's important for a company to clearly differentiate between raising awareness, the goal of many corporate social initiatives, and behavioral change for a company to reap the full benefits of corporate social marketing.